Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The antivirus company Avast announced that its subsidiary Jumpshot would no longer have access to user data from Avast products and will eventually be shut down. Jumpshot previously sold this packaged anonymized information to enterprises and marketers. An investigation from Motherboard and PC Mag earlier this week found that information was tied to a unique device ID, although that was anonymized from those clients. Bitmoji TV will launch on Snapchat on February 1st. The new offering will have its own Snapchat show page that users can subscribe to, with new episodes showing up on the Discover page. Content will feature the Bitmoji avatar of users as the protagonist and the last person they interacted with on Snapchat as a co-star. User avatars are silent while friends will be voiced. Shows are designed to be PG-13 rated, with mild violence and bleeped out swearing. Content from the first season was written and directed by Bitmoji co-founder and CEO Bob Blackstock. Snap says that 70% of its 210 million daily active users have created a Bitmoji avatar. Jody Hunt, Assistant Attorney General for the U.S. Justice Department's Civil Division, announced its first ever enforcement actions against two groups that facilitated hundreds of millions of robocalls per month. The Justice Department is seeking court approval to stop the organizations from operating, which include two Arizona-based companies, TollFreeDeals.com, SIP Retail, and their owner-operators, plus New York defendants, Global Voicecom, Global Telecommunications Service, Cat Telecom, and their owner-operator. The DOJ says the companies serve gateways for fraudulent call operators and get paid for facilitating the calls and passing them into the regular U.S. telecommunications network using digital voice over IP technology. A jury in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California ruled that Apple and Broadcom infringed on Wi-Fi patents from the California Institute of Technology, ordering a total of $1.1 billion in damages. The suit was filed in 2016, with Caltech naming iPhones, iPads, iPods, Apple Watches, and Mac computers as devices including infringing Broadcom components. The damages break down to $837.8 million from Apple and $270.2 million from Broadcom. According to a European Commission proposal seen by Reuters, the European Union is considering the creation of a, quote, single European data space, a genuine single market for data. The proposal calls for new rules affecting cross-border data use, data interoperability, and data standards for industry verticals like manufacturing, the auto industry, healthcare, financial services, agriculture, and energy, as well as more open data access to geospatial, environmental, and meteorological data across companies. It also considers new rules to prevent large online platforms from unilaterally imposing conditions for access and use of data. Pinterest announced a new civic participation policy, which states the platform will remove any content from users' posts or ads that mislead people about where, when, or how to vote. The policy will also crack down on misinformation about the U.S. Census, with any hoaxes reported to the U.S. Census Bureau to help debunk them. Sources tell The Information that upon acquiring the startup Exynor AI, Apple decided to terminate a contract it had with the U.S. Department of Defense's Project Maven. Project Maven, also known as the Algorithmic Warfare Cross-Function Team, was launched in 2017 to use artificial intelligence for autonomous object recognition on drone video footage. Cloud services company Microsoft reported revenue up 14% on the year, net income up 38% on the year, and earnings per share of $1.51, beating expectations from analysts of $1.32 per share. Digging down, Office 365 commercial revenue grew 27%, Azure cloud revenue grew 62%, Office consumer products and cloud services grew by 19%, and Dynamics 365 grew 42%, with LinkedIn revenue growing 24%. In non-cloud earnings, Surface revenue grew in the single digits, and Xbox digital products fell 11% on the year. Samsung announced its operating profit for Q4 decreased 34% on the year to 7.16 trillion won, that's roughly $6 billion U.S. Overall, for 2019, operating profit was down 52% compared to 2018 and the lowest since 2015. Much of the decline was due to the slowing demand for memory, with Samsung's chip division profit down 57% to 3.45 trillion won. Profits were up, however, for Samsung's mobile division to 2.52 trillion won. Overall, revenue increased in Q4 1% to 59.88 trillion won. And finally, Nintendo announced it had its strongest Switch sales ever in Q3, with 10.81 million units sold. By the end of 2019, 52.48 million Switch units had been sold, making it Nintendo's third best-selling console of all time, surpassing the Super Nintendo. Switch sales increased 15% in the year, with Nintendo citing the launch of the Switch Lite and the launch of the console in China for the growth. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.